Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of May, and we are not going to be having our normal service today. My wife is not feeling very well, and so I thought I would just talk to you a little bit this morning, what's on my mind. Remember my wife in prayer. She got up this morning and had a really bad headache, and she's not feeling well. As many of you know, back a couple, 3 years ago, I wrote this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect From Everlasting to Everlasting. And what prompted me writing this book was the fact that so many churches have gone into teaching a universal salvation, a free offer of the gospel, a well-meant offer of the gospel, and basing a person's salvation upon something they do, whether it would be repentance, believing on Jesus, letting Jesus into their heart, dying out to the old man, surrendering all to Jesus, and all of that. But this is actually a work salvation that they are teaching. Jesus Christ paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne we stand in him complete, Christ died our souls to save. Our lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. From the Old Testament through the New Testament, there's a clear distinction that God has two peoples that he has created on the face of the earth. He has created vessels of honor, and he's created vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. And the only distinction between the two is one have been given grace and the other has not. One has been chosen before the foundation of the world to be recipient of God's grace and the other is not. One has been given the unmerited favor of God. In the 9th chapter of Romans, it's very clear. We read, the children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, the purpose of God according to election might stand. And when so, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. God has always given victory to his people. God's supremacy is certain. God has his enemies. We read in Psalm 2 that he will laugh and hold them in derision. We also are told that the wicked are created for the day of evil. So one of the things the churches have gotten away from is teaching the absolute sovereignty of God. I learned the absolute sovereignty of God when I read a book called The Sovereignty of God by Arthur W. Pink, and I would recommend if you get a chance to get your hands on that. I think it's available in PDF format. So God's elect has been chosen before creation. They've been called out of the world. They've been recipients of everlasting kindness and mercy. They've been quickened by the Holy Spirit of God. You see in John 3, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth where it goes. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. We're told that none seeketh after God. They've all gone out of the way. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jeremiah said that he knew that God knew him while he was yet in his mother's womb. Daniel was a chosen prophet of God who foretold things that would happen because God revealed dreams to him. And Daniel was thrown into a lion's den, and God shut the mouths of the lions. Well, we see that there were many miracles throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. God caused Jonah to be swallowed by a whale that his work would be done. God protected the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were thrown into a fiery furnace, and their clothes were not even singed, or the smell of smoke was not on them. Tulip wanted to get her 2 cents in this morning. Yes, even my dog was named Tulip. The acronym TULIP, Total Depravity, Unconditional Election, Limited Atonement, Irresistible Grace, and Final Perseverance of the Saints. So these things are marvelous in our eyes when we see and study through the book of the Old and New Testaments, and it shows, and that's really what this book is about, is pulling out all the scriptures that allude to the fact that God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. People want to believe that God loves everybody. God does not love everyone. It's pretty evident by people's actions that God has not showered his grace and love upon them. He told Zacchaeus, when he climbed up in the sycamore tree, I must abide at thy house today. He told the lady at Samaria, if you ask of me, I'd give you living water. And he had a specific mission to go to the lady at Samaria. He tells us in John 6, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You know, and so he's given him power over all flesh, John 17, 2. Golden a chain of salvation is readily apparent in Romans 8, 28 through 39. Now, for God, he works all things at the counsel of his own will, and we are told that he, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, and those whom he predestinated, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. Well, these things confound the wise. Okay. The wisdom of this world is foolishness. But you know, the doctrine of predestination is one that separates a lot of people. They want to leave it up to man's free will. And that's why I wrote this book, The Lies of Free Will. And if you would like to have this book, I'd be happy to send it to you in a PDF format. Do you control your own destiny? No, you do not control your own destiny. God is in control. Man is not in control. There are no maverick molecules. God is sovereign. The perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, where he became the elect sin bearer and paid a ransom for their sin, was effectual for all for whom he died. So, we've been sanctified, preserved, and called, according to Jude. And in the revelation of Jesus Christ, last book in the Bible, we find that he is worthy. He's the only one worthy. He's the Lamb of God. He is able to open the seals. We're all glory and honor and power and wisdom and might give. We give to Jesus Christ only because he has called us, and he has foreknown us, and he's predestinated us, he's chosen us, and he's given unto us eternal life, and he's paid the perfect, he's been the perfect sacrifice on the cruel and rugged cross for all of his people. So that's what's on my mind this morning. If you would like to get this book, I'd be happy to send it to you as well, PDF. It's a rather lengthy file. It's almost 300 and, 351 pages taken from, most of it's taken right out of the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer, and let us always give honor and glory to the one who did pay the price for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And all that the Father has given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. God bless.